Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump expressed deep sympathy Tuesday night for hundreds of thousands of Americans affected by the unchecked coronavirus pandemic in the country, a marked contrast from her husband, President Donald Trump, who often has diminished the impact of the infectious disease and said it will disappear. Speaking on the second night of the Republican National Convention from the Rose Garden at the White House, First Lady extended her gratitude to healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted COVID-19. The pandemic has killed more than 178,000 people here in the U.S. and infected more than 5.7 million more, with both figures the highest for any country around the world. But President Trump's handling of the crisis has been uneven, threatening his re-election chance on November 3rd against Democrat Joe Biden, with him dismissing its danger early in the year and saying it would disappear. Trump has touted unproven remedies, promised a vaccine as a preventative measure will be available sooner than health experts say will be the case, and for months refused to wear a mask in public, saying he did not see it for himself. Other speakers voicing support for the president include Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who has prompted a controversy by speaking to the Republican convention on Trump's behalf from Israel while he is on a diplomatic mission to the Jewish state. Typically, the top U.S. diplomat has not played a role in U.S. elections and has been viewed as apolitical, representing the U.S. and overseas relations rather than the political party of the president who appointed him or her. A handful of opposition Democrats have criticized Pompeo for breaking the tradition of staying out of the political race. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. The father of Jacob Blake, the U.S. black man who was shot Sunday by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. He was shot in the back several times by police following a confrontation with officers. Police have said little about the incident, commenting only that they were responding to a domestic dispute. The shooting was captured on cell phone video and led to two nights of unrest in the southwestern Wisconsin city, located between Milwaukee and Chicago. The shooting occurred nearly 3 months after the May death of a black man in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The death of George Floyd sparked nationwide protests against perceived police brutality and racism. Well, the sentencing hearing for the New Zealand mosque shooter resumed for a third day in Christchurch on Wednesday. Australian white supremacist Brenton Harrison Tarrant killed 51 worshippers at two mosques during the March 2019 attacks. Tarrant pleaded guilty in March to 51 counts of murder, 40 counts of attempted murder, and one count of terrorism, the first terrorism conviction in New Zealand's history. He could become the first person in New Zealand to be sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole, the toughest sentence available. The Trump administration said it strongly objects to Turkey's recent hosting of two leaders of Hamas, which the U.S. regards as a terrorist group. Turkey is dismissing the U.S. criticism, declaring the legitimate representative of Hamas, who came to power after winning democratic elections in Gaza, and is an important reality of the region, as a terrorist will not be of any contribution to efforts for peace and stability in that area. U.S. says this is the second time since February Turkey has played host to the Hamas leaders. Hamas rules Palestinian Gaza and has fought three wars with Israel. Palestinian militants occasionally launch rockets into Israel from Gaza, sparking a harsh response from Israel. Belarus authorities have jailed several opposition activists as part of a mounting pressure campaign against protesters who are planning more demonstrations against President Alexander Lukashenko to force an end to his 26-year rule. And Jamaican Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt said he is self-quarantined at home after testing positive for the coronavirus following a party celebrating his 34th birthday attended by several sports stars over the weekend. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, and the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.